For Obey, the sticker is a fundamental step in his journey, first personal and then artistic. It is 1984 when his attention is captured by stickers linked to the world of skate and punk rock. In that period, those small works of art represent a sign of belonging to an alternative and rebellious culture, allowing one to express one's identity even in a context free of graffiti and urban art. During high school, the artist began creating his own stickers by hand copying graphics from reference magazines and music albums, and then printing them with the photocopier that his mother had bought for her business. The real change occurred in 1988, when he moved to Providence, Rhode Island, to attend the Rhode Island School of Design. Here, the vibrant art and music scene inspires Obey to see stickers not just as representations of cultural movements, but as a means of personal expression. But one day everything changes. Working in a skateboard shop, they are asked to design stickers and t-shirts for the shop. Obey thus discovers that his creations, although rudimentary, are greatly appreciated. In the summer of that year, a friend, almost for fun, asked them to teach him how to make an impressive sticker. The artist thus takes an image of the French wrestler André the Giant, famous throughout the world for having made wrestling a form of global entertainment, transforming it into a sticker with the writing, "André the Giant has a pussy." Born as a joke between friends, the image quickly spread in what could be defined as a guerrilla art campaign, attracting the attention of the local press and beyond. This unexpected success encourages Obey to continue creating and spreading his stickers, pushing himself to experiment with new printing techniques and using different materials. The work Obey 89, which you find in this section of the exhibition, shows the imposing face of the wrestler André the Giant with thick, contrasting lines on a red background. The simple but decisive design immediately captures the attention of those who look at it. The rapid diffusion of this image led the artist to distance himself from direct references to wrestling, creating what has become an icon with a broader and more universal meaning. This passage is felt in the work Obey 95, where the details of the wrestler's face become less clear, marking a stylistic and conceptual maturation of the artist. Graphic simplification, essential black lines on a beige background, the face creates a powerful and immediate visual impact. The words Obey, in bold letters on a red background, add an element of urgency and authority to the visual message. That command, which in the work is above all provocation and denunciation, becomes the essence of the artist and his signature. The next step is represented by Centerface. It is one of Obey's most recognizable and iconic works, which is why it was chosen as the representative image of this exhibition. Here, the face of the wrestler definitively becomes an icon that draws its meaning from the universe described in the book 1984 by the writer George Orwell, where the watchful eye of Big Brother despotically exercises total control over society, limiting the freedom of people and repressing every form of individualism. Obey, then influenced by Barbara Kruger, an American conceptual artist and collagist, known above all for her use of the collage technique that superimposes black and white photographs on declarative sentences, creates a powerful and recognizable image, a symbol of control and incumbency of social superstructures in the life of the individual. Now continue towards the largest work in this room to discover Obey's famous star, a distinctive element present in many of his works.